This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed. Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right. Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. Have we got the guest there? Yeah, I never saw that. Okay, all right. My guest, you know, with YouTube right now, YouTube and the people in the gun community that took to YouTube introduced, I don't know how many million of people to the world of guns, to the world of training, to the world of testing this gun and that gun. So they did it so that other people don't have to. Now, my guest has a very sizable YouTube channel. I hope to get to that size one day. And recently for, you know, and I think a little bit of his sort of, some of this stuff is sort of ex post facto. He recently was presented with a second strike from YouTube, which is, this is not good. And nothing has changed about the way his presentation goes. I subscribe to his channel. I've seen it. His presentation has remained consistent and quite entertaining. And it's been a while since I've had him on the show. So welcoming back the chief instructor, the MF chief instructor from Tactical Response. That is James Yeager. Good evening, sir.
How's it going, Bill?
It is going. So the second strike, did you somewhere in the back of your, you know, from years ago, did you do a bump fire stock video or something? Is that strike one?
No, my strike one was my free training for Antifa video. And, you know, they're going to start their revolt. I just wanted them to, you know, hit their mark. It's been like doing a drive-by and hitting innocent people.
Right.
The gangs. I wanted them to be able to hit their mark. And there was also a little joke in there at the end about how I would have a test for them to see if they could pass it the next day.
Sure.
And that one got a strike, and okay, fair enough. But then strike two basically was on an innocuous video that was weeks old when they gave it the strike. It was, I don't know how they, you know, there's an algorithm, just like how on Space Odyssey.
Right.
There's this thing that this machine that runs the thing, and I don't know if you know, somebody said X amount of people, like, let's go complain on another video and get a strike on it. But I don't know exactly how it works, but out of all the videos they could have picked, that didn't get a strike. And keep in mind, my rant video is still on my channel. Well, I'm very
the one from Department Homeland of Security that came and saw you that time?
You know, they didn't come and see me. They asked if I'd come visit them.
Oh, okay.
They said, quote, we're not dumb enough to go to your house.
Gotcha. So that one, though, that one video.
but you know, that's where it's at. And another YouTuber with a bigger channel than me, Such, he got a second strike, just had his second strike removed. Somebody lobbied for him and got that second strike removed. But so basically what that does, it means the first strike means I couldn't do videos, live video for like 30 days or something. The second strike meant I could not upload any new videos for 2 weeks, plus the strike on the live videos continues.
Right.
And so that's kind of, you know, that's kind of where it's at.
Well, now, let me give a little background about what I know, and you fill in the blanks, please. I know that you went to Apple and ordered a outrageous computer just to be able to edit video better. And, I mean, how much did that cost?
It's top line, $12,000.
$12,000 for a desktop computer.
No. Just for the CPU. No screen, no mouse, no keyboard.
Oh, God. Did they put it in a bag and carry it to your car at least for that?
Man, anyway.
Then you got out there and you started advertising looking for a good, a serious video editor because you were trying to refine your product. This isn't just something where you're getting up there and putting a Quasar camcorder on a $15 tripod in front of you and standing in front of a background and doing video. You're trying to really jack the game up, give your subscribers something good to look at.
Yeah.
And so Now, for you, YouTube is not your primary means of income, yeah?
Oh, gosh, no. No, I have a firearms training company.
Right. Tactical Response. But YouTube is, how many people come and meet you and end up coming to one of your classes because of your YouTube channel?
I don't really know. I mean, you know, like, YouTube is not responsible for my business. My business is responsible for my YouTube.
Right.
And what I mean is, the reason I started doing YouTube, so I had such an increase in business and increase of flow of traffic coming through, I started doing videos for potential students to watch so they wouldn't be overwhelmed when they got to class, because that was what I was getting. It's like drinking out of a fire hose. It's overwhelming. And those videos that I put out for those students that were going to come to class, those things caught fire and were wildly popular, and I enjoyed doing them, and so that became my YouTube channel.
And over the course of time now, and it's been interesting to watch James evolve, because it used to be all guns should be Glock 19s, and now what he looks at, he does sort of the same thing I do, where he looks at a striker-fired gun. It's sort of a Glock 19-esque gun. What are you carrying around nowadays? Are you still looking at the Janik? Do you still carry that?
Smith & Wesson M&P 2.0 Compact.
Really?
I said years ago that Smith was missing the boat on that, not building a Glock 19-sized pistol. And when they did, I mean, I said it in numerous videos, when they built one, I would carry one. So they came out with it a couple months ago, and there's one on my hip right now. Which it's, and it's a, it is an American-made Glock 19.
But along the way, as all of your, I mean, has, you've dealt with the trolls, you've dealt with all kinds of other stuff. How many times have you ever gotten in trouble with YouTube prior to this?
Just these two strikes.
Just the, and they came within what, 30 days, 60 days of each other?
Oh, yeah, 30. Now back in March, when they had the YouTube apocalypse.
Right.
That's when they basically defunded my channel. Cut the money on the channel by about 80 or 90%, and that was a big deal. And they did that after the elections, basically what my theory is the left looked around and said, why did we lose this election? I mean, we told everybody she was going to win, and then somebody said, yeah, but not on social media, and the biggest social media platform is YouTube. And so they said, well, we'll crush these voices, you know, on YouTube. And that's exactly what they did.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I did a video, Bill. I did a video and said, they can't make me leave. It's like, I don't earn my living on YouTube. I earn my living training people. YouTube has always been a hobby for me. So I'm going to keep doing my hobby. And I'll do it in earnest. And I think what they see is me putting out, I put a video out, at least one video a day, every day for the last 5 years. And I think what they saw me not slowing down, I think somebody back there is going, well, we got to do something to stop them. Here's strike two.
Do you have, by chance, an MCN that represents you? Media Creator Network? I think that's how Such probably got his strike taken care of.
You got to have 500,000 to get that.
We'll talk about that in just a second, James. Let me point a few people in your general direction, if I may. For those of you that have never seen Mr. Yeager's YouTube channel, it has been viewed 102 million times. That's his total of views that he's had all of his time. Started in 2006. You can also go to his Patreon page, patreon.com/James Yeager, but the YouTube channel is James Yeager, right?
Yeah, I've got a second channel now. The Tactical Response channel as a backup channel where I can still post videos.
There you go. Tactical Response, probably one of the most prolific training areas as far as how many students come there and go through his turnstiles every year. Everything from a class that even I could take to some classes that some young some young people could run around and have a good time at. That's at tacticalresponse.com. All of the links for all of that will be in the show notes. If you take it as a podcast, for those of you listening, write it down. We'll be right back. From Tactical Response, I'm joined tonight by James Yeager. This is Lock and Load.
piece of Americana. This is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship. With personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. My guest this hour from Tactical Response from YouTube, and also he's a movie star now. That is James Yeager, the chief instructor, the MFCEO of Tactical Response. I haven't seen your movie, though, but I saw some excerpts from it and I think a trailer of it. I just don't know where to go find it, but yeah. I see that you're a movie star now.
It's real hard to find because it's on Stars this month, and it's on Amazon, and you know, and it's been in movie theaters.
It's in Amazon. Well, now look, I don't get to get it out that much. You know, I kind of.
Yeah, but you are on the internet much.
Oh, okay. That's true.
Your excuses bore me.
They fall on deaf ears, don't they? Anyway, one thing I'm going to tell you is that tomorrow I'm going to call you and I'm going to hook you up with an MCN because you don't have to have 500,000 subscribers to have an MCN. I don't know who told you that. I have a MCN and I have 13,000 subscribers.
I don't know. Maybe I don't know what that means, but like, do you mean like a
full, no, full screen broadband TV. They actually, whereas I don't know if you have a direct line to YouTube. I know Hickok may have one. I like with Don. Don doesn't have a direct line to YouTube. He has to go through full screen for his, Don Porter Such.
I don't know what all that means, but like I thought you meant like a liaison at YouTube, and when you get 500,000 subscribers, they like assign somebody to your.
Do they? Well, they may do that, but in the interest of being able to find out what was going on, since I don't make a whole lot of money anyway on YouTube. I decided to, an MCN came to me over some video I made that still stumps me to this day as to why they noticed that one and signed me up. So I don't make that much money and they get a part of it.
One of those. No, I'm not interested in that.
Okay. But you do know one thing that we could do, and I don't know if you know about this. We can go to New York and use the YouTube facility, both of us.
I didn't know.
Yes, we can go up there and we could use production stuff. Of course, if we carry a gun anywhere, we're going to get locked up.
Oh, no, actually, I got a badge, so I can still carry one.
Okay, well, you can. I can't. Now, do you see this? Now, I'm looking across the... With YouTube, I'm seeing all kinds of people getting demonetized, but I'm only seeing gun people with this sudden onrush of strikes.
Yep.
Is this a political thing coming out of Google, do you think? I mean, Google is sort of trying to play both ends against the middle, I think, in a lot of ways.
I don't know. I really don't know. Like, it's this, you know, it's like the Great Wizard of Oz, you know, don't look behind the curtain. I don't know right. What's behind the curtain, you know.
Well, with some of the people they're demonetizing, some of the darlings of YouTube they're demonetizing, and it's beginning to look a lot like they want to homogenize it to a degree that I can't imagine you existing on it. I can't imagine Such existing on it. Such is about as nice a guy, which is not to say that you're not, but I mean, you know, it's a whole different.
Such getting two strikes really worries me because he is such a nice person.
Yes, he I mean, can't get him to cuss. You can't get him to cuss when you're in private with him.
Yeah.
He's a nice man.
Yeah, he's awesome. I really like him.
I'm going to have him on the show next week. I'm trying awesome. To... I don't know who Big Shooterist is, but I noticed you, Big Shooterist, and Such all of a sudden just popped up with these two strikes. And if something like that were to happen and they were to try to take you down, besides trying to contest it, would you continue to shoot video and try to field it in other places?
Are you serious, Bill?
You think
I don't have a backup plan? I already told you I've got a backup channel.
I know. But I, you know.
Of course.
I'm entertaining the listeners, so please share.
They cannot hold me back. I'll announce it right here. I haven't even posted this anywhere.
Okay.
I have bought a URL, LiberTV. Like LiberTV.com.
Yes, sir.
And don't be surprised if there's not going to be another video site coming up.
Well, if you have another video site, and if you think my stuff is not too junky, I would be very privileged to be on your site.
Everybody will be welcome, including the left. I'm serious. Like, I mean, it's going to be, like, as long as it's not illegal,
right.
I'm going to let people post it.
That I'm looking at this, though, and I mean, looking at the history. I mean, you've been doing video at YouTube for 11 years. That's how long your channel's been in existence. It's not like they don't know you. It's not like you haven't had a bit here and a bit there where you've had these moments. But, I mean, your school is not finding you and finding out about you is not that difficult if somebody looks.
Yep.
And suddenly somebody, now they're trying to. Have you actually spoken with anybody at YouTube about these two strikes?
No, they just, you know, the great Oz dictates it, and so it is done.
So when you get notification of that, can you ask for a review? Can you ask for some, yeah. Is there some the sort of appeal process?
The first strike, I did not get to ask for a review, but the second strike I did, but it's just like, it acknowledges that I submitted. So I imagine by the time the 2 weeks is up, they'll give me an answer.
How long is that? Now, are these two strikes on you through perpetuity? Will they go away after X amount of time?
Yeah, they will go away after, I'll look now, I think after 30 days or 90 days or something like that.
So getting two strikes in less than 30 days is...
Yeah, it's a big deal.
That's sort of them slamming the gauntlet down in front of you, isn't it?
Yeah, it's definitely there. So, let's see. I'm looking now. If strike one expires January 8th, strike two expires January 27th.
So they hold you for like 90 days then, huh?
Yeah, well, it'll be okay.
Because you got a plan B and a plan C.
Listen, they can't keep me down.
Yeah, well, I've been waiting for one of you guys to get out there and do it. It doesn't surprise me you would be the one that would do it, though, with Liberty TV. And is it functioning now? Or is that just something
I've just bought the URL, and I'm talking to all my egghead friends. I've got a bunch of like heavy hitters in the computer and software world. I mean, like heavy hitters that are my friends and students over the years.
Sure.
And they're all telling me this is crazy. So I know it's the right idea.
Yeah. YouTube had to start somewhere as nothing.
Oh, they ain't messing with me, dog.
Coming up on the next break, when we get back, we're now going to go into the area of Mr. Yeager's expertise, which is armed self-defense. I want to talk to you about maybe not what happened in New York, because the average run-of-the-mill person walking about the streets can't do anything, although elsewhere, wherever there may be some vehicular assaults, I want to talk to you about how you train people to deal with that. And then just overall, with what you've seen here recently with the all of the controversy coming out of Vegas, some of the revelations that the gun grabbers and some Republicans came up with. TacticalResponse.com is where he teaches classes all year long. The most prolific training school in the United States today.
In the world.
In the world. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American made at a price that all shooters can afford, with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. Going to get out of the world of the virtual world and go to the real world now with my guest, James Yeager, the chief instructor at Tactical Response, in addition to the video entrepreneur that he is becoming. You have been doing vehicular assault before it became trendy, haven't you? That's been something you've looked at before.
Oh, yeah, like vehicle tactics and things like that. And, yeah, for, 20 years.
So, with in any state besides some of the gun grabbing states where we can carry a gun and everything, how should somebody set up with their handgun, because they're going to be carrying a handgun, how should somebody set up to defend themselves against a vehicular attack?
Even if they're not inside of the vehicle?
And if they're not inside of the vehicle, yeah. Well,
the first thing is to move.
Right.
I know it sounds silly, but, we can't, a lot of people just freeze in a place. They don't know what to do. And when that reptilian brain screams at you to run, you should run. You should
right.
go. Find the nearest tree or other big hard thing to get behind and get behind it. Now, if you're asking about what to do if you have a firearm, that's a whole mess right there. Shooting into a car with a handgun is tricky at best. Can it penetrate through glass? Side glass is going to be pretty easy. The first round might not hit him, but the second round might. And then, the car's moving, so it won't be in the same place. Most people have no business shooting at a moving target because they can't hit standing targets very well.
Right.
It would be a dicey proposition at best.
like with the Charlottesville, Virginia one, where the guy slammed into something and everything was stopped there for a moment before he backed away and took off. Would that be something a concealed carrier should act? I mean, should a concealed carrier, if they're stopped or then trying to get away, we should leave him alone, right?
Well, I mean, if they're, now we're in a, another quagmire here.
Yes, yes.
I mean, if they have killed people, number one, are we going to know it was on purpose? Now, in New York, the guy had an ISIS flag on the dashboard of the truck. That's a pretty good target indicator. Mm-hmm. But we might just look around and, I mean, because, unfortunately, elderly people slam into crowds relatively frequently. And so, you know, are we even going to know that this person is a bad guy? You know, I mean, could they be a drunk or, you know, I mean, so there's a whole lot of stuff that would go into even, there's two problems. Number one is making the decision to shoot, the legal, moral, ethical decision to shoot. Next is the actual application of the shooting, the marksmanship and tactics required to actually make that hit. There's a world of problems with that, you know. But we'll say for whatever reason, you know, it's a bad guy and he's just slammed into people. And he's with mal intent. He's with murderous intent. Yeah, shoot his ass. I mean, just shoot him.
At that particular point. Now, it has with this new, all of these terrorist actions we see where they're getting sort of, they've gone a lot to vehicles. They still go to guns from time to time. Or the other thing is to slam into a group and get out and start using a knife. Like this guy in New York, he got out with a pellet gun and a paintball gun. I guess he wanted to commit suicide by cop.
Right, yeah.
I think it was Ohio State. Was that the college where the kid slammed into the group and got out and started stabbing people?
Right. Here's the long and short of it is anything that you see them trying in Europe, that's their test bed. And so they first run into people, then they run into people and they get out and stab them or they get out and shoot them. Or, you know, well, that they're just practicing and getting better at coming over here. And if you read the news reports, this guy went through the ISIS playbook step by step and did everything they said, even up to the point where make sure you leave ISIS stuff in your dwelling and have it on your person or in the vehicle so they can directly tie it to ISIS. Because in the past, there have been attacks that did not get attributed to ISIS because they left that part out. So that's actually part of the warning order now.
Yeah, this guy seems to have been a charter player and everything else. I see all that happening. But now, the other thing that I've been wondering about, I don't know if anybody's been talking about this, with the ascendancy of things like Black Lives Matter and Antifa. Have you ever addressed it, which I probably already know the answer to this, but have you ever addressed in your curriculum dealing with multiple opponents, lots and lots of multiple opponents?
Oh, yeah. And specifically what I say is we talk about, you know, lethal force options and basically can three or four or five unarmed people beat a person to death? The answer is yes. So they don't have to have weapons for you to shoot them. And so what I tell my students is shoot the loudest one. I'm being 100% serious.
I know you are. But
shoot the one that's yelling, get him. Shoot that one. And then kind of judge the crowd, see what's going on next. And if another one starts yelling, shoot that one. But I could only imagine that after you shoot one or maybe two of them, that the dynamics of the situation is going to change.
You would think.
I'm wagering my reputation on it.
I understand, but I mean that's in every court of law that would be considered disparity of force facing down that many, any sort of weapon, right?
Oh, absolutely. The term back against the wall comes from a Supreme Court decision. Like it is easily justifiable.
Have you changed your curriculum to reflect the times, or has your curriculum always preceded the times?
If your curriculum is principle based instead of tactics based.
Right.
Then it can never be outdated. Tactics become out. But tactics become outdated. Principles never become outdated.
But you teach both small unit tactics and individual self-defense, right? You're still doing both of those things, right?
Yeah. But you understand what I'm saying? Like, the principle is it's better to not get shot than it is to shoot the bad guy.
Yes.
The tactic is use cover effectively. And so if you think big picture, the big picture never changes.
Right.
How we use cover or what is considered cover, those things can change from the bow to the sword to the spear to, you know, now to the rifle. But the main point is always the same. All the blood in my body needs to stay in it. That's the principle.
That would be the goal, too. That would be my goal as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So somebody going to tactical response today, if they're going to tactical response, when they're looking on the website or anything, are there certain classes that they would be looking for to, if it's a concern like walking in somewhere and being in the middle of a riot all of a sudden, is there a class for them to find that kind of,
I don't teach classes about riots. I teach people how to protect themselves no matter what the circumstance.
Gotcha.
So regardless of what they're looking at, I want to tell every single person, I don't care if it's a housewife or a Navy SEAL, fighting pistol should be your first class with tactical response because it's our core foundational tactics and mindset and all the things that go along with it. It's kind of like the front door into the house.
Gotcha. For those of you thinking about fighting pistol, you would find that at tacticalresponse.com. If you want to support James and his video endeavors, you can do that both at YouTube, James Yeager, and Tactical Response, that's also one of his channels, and at patreon.com/James Yeager.
And the Patreon, not just, you know, trying to suck money out of people, but they actually do support the channel. But they actually get to message me privately or have an interaction with me. And then I try to do a monthly live video for my Patreon crowd. And so I can't this month because of my strike. But they do get, you know, for as little as
perks.
A little as a buck a month, they can have pretty great access to me.
Very good. We'll be right back. My guest is James Yeager. This is Lock and Load.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck. Or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. Talking with the MFCEO of Tactical Response tonight, James Yeager. In the chat room, I'm being asked, sir. Now, I know that the Smith that you're carrying right now, that is of the 2.0 persuasion. What? And I haven't gotten my hands on one of those yet. What is the difference between what used to be the M&P and what they have out there today?
You mean the difference in the compact?
Yes. Well, I mean, just have they changed? One of the things I didn't like about the 2.0 or the M&P period was between the Glock, which has a nice tactile trigger reset, and the M&P, which you had to give a lot of concentration to make sure you knew that there was a trigger reset. I didn't like that trigger compared to the Glock trigger. Have they changed that?
Well, yeah, the 2.0 has got a clickier trigger, but if you come take a class, I can teach you how to shoot, and that kind of stuff doesn't really matter. Either you can shoot or you can't. I mean, you know, I mean, people say things like mushy triggers and all that stuff. Those are all just crutches for the inadequate.
Yes. Yeah. Have you by chance tried, just out of curiosity, just since you have started trying some other ones, because you've tried quite a handful that I've seen you try. Have you tried this CZ P10C?
No.
No? You want to?
No.
Okay. Just curious. Let's talk about two things if we have the time to do it. Bump stocks. That's been a big thing, and at the same time, when you see a shooting like that happen where they incorporate a bump stock in your critical analysis of the way this guy was setting up everything. I mean, some of the things he did seemed quite inspired, quite imaginative. And then some of the things he did, I'm like, this dude was definitely a noob. What did you think about that particular shooting?
I'm just waiting for the rest of the evidence to come out before I form much of an opinion. I mean, when the police can figure out what the timeline was, I guess I'll start trying to formulate a plan. But if they can't do that, I don't know how I'm expected to, from the outside, have any kind of opinion, even especially since the hotel won't release any video footage of this guy.
Yeah.
I'm not really trying to say, you know, no comment, but I really, it's hard for me to formulate any kind of a thought when there has been no evidence presented, and what little bit has been kind of flaunted at us has been changed repeatedly.
Yeah, The timeline's changed about 3-4 times now that I've noticed.
Yeah.
I'm of the belief that after his first maybe two volleys, that I really want to know how many people were actually wounded. Because, and I have never heard that figure. I've heard how many people were hurt. And I'm sure a lot of them were stampeded. A lot of them probably fell off of things. They maybe got hit with concrete or something. But 300, 400 yards with a 5.56 with a bump fire stock is not exactly an accuracy in the making scenario for me.
Yeah, but you don't really have to be when you're shooting at an area that big with that many people.
Yeah, but then what about when they start moving and they start scattering and that big mass of everything comes apart?
Well, let me stop you. First off, they do move, but they move in mass. They don't start scattering. They don't start scattering. Human beings are have a herding mentality. And that's why when there's a crowd, everybody runs the same way. And so one of the things I said, about an action shooter video I did a year ago was run the opposite direction of the crowd.
I could see where that would be a smart piece of advice.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. Most people are retarded. Why are you going to follow all those people? Obviously, you don't know who made the decision, who's up front. Like, you might have just been some scared person that didn't even know where they were. They started running in a direction, and everybody followed them. Yeah, I'm going to make my own decisions.
Yeah. Considering what we saw after Sandy Hook, and what we've seen with this went away really quick. The anti-gunners, they only sort of revved up a little bit, and all they've gone after really are bump stocks. And of all people, the ATF said they don't turn guns into automatics, and now everybody's just sort of sitting there. Nothing that I see that would normally be happening like we saw in Sandy Hook has been happening. Did that sort of throw you a little bit, or were you like, well, there's no information, I don't even know how anybody would form an opinion?
That's where I'm at with it. And then you throw in another truck incident in New York, and then it's Vegas is out of the news.
I thought Vegas was out of the news when Harvey Weinstein got caught up. I mean, that started sweeping everything off. Everything became taken down for that.
If Weinstein was the last coffin nail, then the New York was the last shovel full
right.
of dirt thrown onto the grave.
Do you still have caches spread out in various locations in case you have to run? So if I'm carrying around, I don't have enough stuff to have a bunch of caches.
You said in case I have to run. No,
yeah.
That's for when I'm on my way back.
Oh, okay. Got it. But I pack something I call the ISIS welcome wagon bag. Is that do you do anything? I think I've actually seen the Esotech bag that you break everything down in.
I always have something with me. I mean, there's stuff when I know there's going to be a party, and then I've got my surprise party stuff too.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, like I said earlier, like if we look at what they do in other countries, like the taking over the hotel in Mumbai and the mall takeover in Kenya. If we start looking at these things where these things were on prolonged periods of time, they're perfecting their technique before they do it here. And if they do it here, I got to tell you, I've seen Die Hard one too many times for them to lock me into a building with a bunch of terrorists.
Right.
the
Westgate Mall incident. Now, with the Westgate Mall incident, their government over there was very, very lethargic getting it together, and the concealed carriers actually showed up and went into the mall to try to start pulling people out.
Well,
how much spare ammo do you carry?
I'll say there was three cops and one concealed carry permit holder. But yeah, he went in when the other cops and the soldiers would not go in. So
right,
kudos to him.
So in the with that idea in mind, how much spare ammo do you advocate your students carry?
At least a spare magazine. And I tell them this, the better you can shoot, the less ammo you need. I mean, seriously, everybody's like, people that are untrained, all they do is think about carrying more and more and more ammo. Like they watch TV shows. That's where they get their training. and the good guys are always running out of ammo. No, the real good guys watch their front sight and smoke a pool. I mean, you can go look at my videos from the Smith & Wesson. Matter of fact, we're talking about the Smith & Wesson M&P 2.0 right now.
Right.
I've got a video the first time I shot it, banging steel at 88 yards. Then I laser another one. It's like 156 and hit it on the second shot, 156 yards. So if you can shoot, you don't need that much ammo.
Right. Gotcha. I'm just putting stuff out there. It's been a while since I got to talk to you this long, so
there's been some
questions I've been dying to ask. So.
And furthermore, there's two other things about active shooters that I want to point out.
Sure.
Number one, if you need to know how to run an AK and an AR, it doesn't matter if you own one, because as soon as you pop one of those dudes in the grave, you can take his, and now you have a rifle and not a handgun. That's number one. And number two, in an active shooter situation, I advocate what's called currently called a security round, the coup de grace, the making sure they're dead round, because you have other things to do. There might be other shooters. There might be people that you need to help medically, and you can't be worried about this guy regaining consciousness or anything else. So this is a very limited scope, a very limited thing, but for an active shooter, I do recommend making sure they are no longer a threat.
That I fully get, and I would fully embrace that if I'm put in that particular situation. And the last thing I've been dying to ask, has Bane started shooting yet?
Oh, yeah. Bane fired his first shot at 6 days old.
Well, I know that, but I mean, has he? You built his gun and everything, and I know you took him down there and made sure he could shoot it, but how old is Bane now?
Four,
wow. Okay.
If you look at my YouTube channel, I've got five grandchildren now. And we had the three biological, and we adopted two. And Caleb is the oldest. He's nine. And so he's got an AR-15. So there's a bunch of videos of him shooting a 10/22 and an AR-15 on there. And then, as a matter of fact, I'm taking the oldest three, or including Bane, we're going to the range Sunday if the weather is agreeable. We're going to go out shooting Sunday.
There you go. TacticalResponse.com. James Yeager at YouTube, Tactical Response at YouTube. Find him all there. Go support him. He's out there fighting against the big dogs, but he's got other plans. Thank you for joining me tonight, sir.
Absolutely. Thanks.
All right. We'll be right back. Hour number two is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.